We have before us, you should have in your packet, the, in addition to the committee action report, which outlines in a spreadsheet format the differences of the two bills, we included Rule 42 of the uniform rules. It has to do with the powers of limited free conference, which is where we are in terms of the appointment. We also have in your packet, you should have the Senate Committee substitute for 283 / Delta, as well as the House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 283 / Delta dot Alpha. What I would like to do today, we have a brief meeting to see essentially two objectives. One is what we agree on, and one is what we don't agree on. I don't think we have any intention today of closing this conference committee out with the final version. This is the first meeting between the two bodies. And so at this point, what I think we ought to do is go through the bill. I think there's some questions that I need to have answered from legal, and we all need to have answered from legal. We can outline those as we go forward. But the first question, what I'd like to do is go through the numbers, go through the sections, and find out if there's an agreement between the two bodies on which version we'll take. Obviously, there's substantial difference between the two versions. At one point, I had the actual dollar figure, but I don't have it with me anymore.
Chairman, to begin the meeting here, maybe I can make a motion. I'd like to move that at the beginning that we both agree that we agree to the reverse sweep provisions that was in the Senate bill with the three-quarter vote for just the reverse sweep initially. See if there's any objections to that motion.
The first, so that would be the three-quarter sweep along with the management fee for 04?
That's correct.
So that would be the original Senate version.
I think, Mr. Chairman, I think that's a good place to start. Maybe we can all agree on that at least.
I think that's a good place to start. That would be, I believe, Section 3C, the way it looks to me like. It has $125,000 CBR fund for FY04
right.
Management fees.
Right.
So can we agree that is... Mm-hmm. One piece of the bill that both bodies can take back.
That's just the $125,000.
That's, Chairman, that is the $125,000 for the operating of the CBR and the reverse sweep provisions, which required also a three-quarter vote to reverse in the basically the 03 reverse sweep from the CBR.
I believe that's 3B is the reverse sweep, huh?
Three B
and 3C.
I don't have much under 3B.
It's 3D. I think it's 3D and E, actually.
Page 4, lines 2 through 12.
Yeah, lines 2 through 12. 3B is the fiscal year FY03 is the reverse sweep for 03. Reverse fund to appropriate the budget reserve fund to fund sub-accounts which were transferred.
Would it also include D and E?
What is it? That's the house. Yes, it's these two right here. These two right there. Okay, so page 4, lines 2 through 12. Of the House version
is essentially is essentially the identical language on our version, page 1, line 8. Through what's essentially sections A and B,
basically your bill.
Yeah. So it is your bill. It is our bill.
Okay. So now we got that complicated motion out of the way, so move on.
So we can agree that that's what we agree on. So at this, so that's essentially the, we agree that to the bills that the Senate passed. So now we'll go to the, essentially, the sections of the amendment that was added in the House.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that the Conference Committee accept the House's proposal under Section 1 of your spreadsheet, which is the Foundation Program, Boarding Home Grants, Youth and Detention, Special Schools, and Pupil Trends, to the tune of $721,874,900 of general fund money, $20,791,000 of impact aid, and $11,947,300 in public school funds.
Okay, we have the motion to accept that. I'll object for discussion.
Okay.
And I believe this is the number that's was in the governor's budget, is that right? This is the, is this the number with the,
that is, that is the number in the governor's budget.
Okay, this is confusing, but we all ought to be able to agree on this one anyway.
Well, this is, we just want everybody to understand that these are the numbers that exist in the governor's budget. These are the numbers that exist in another that essentially has been moved forward as the base non-adjusted number.
Okay, do you remove your objection?
I remove my objection.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we accept under Section 2, which is the University of Alaska, which then again must also be the numbers on your spreadsheet. I don't have to go through them all, but they must be basically the numbers, numbers again.
So I'll object again for clarification so that we all understand these are the base numbers that were in the governor's budget, unadjusted. Any further discussion? I'll remove my objection. So we can agree that those are the starting point numbers. So now we'll go into the discussion.
Yeah, I think we need to skip contingency language for now because I don't think we're at that point. Okay, I think we already agreed on the $125,000, which would be 3C, if I'm not mistaken.
We agreed on that, my understanding.
Okay, there.
So we go to 3D and E, which is again.
3D. 3D and E.
It's enabling language.
Well, we can make the motion, but I think if we got there, we'd be doing awfully good.
3B?
Huh?
Isn't it 3B?
3B and 3B and C were the portions of the sweep provision that we agreed on. The
04 and 05 authorization.
3B.
Okay, 3D then is the CBR draw. Let's see here, 04 and 05.
3D is the CBR draw, and I believe 3E is the sweep for '04.
Well, I'll make a motion that we...
We already adopted CB, right, in that earlier?
We did '03.
CB, I mean...
I'll make the motion, see if you fall for it here, let's see.
I might fall for that one, but I might not fall for the rest of it.
Okay. You'll accept the '04, '05 CBR draw, but no money involved, huh?
Yeah, we might do that.
Well, if you want me to make the motion, I'll make the motion that we accept the House language under 3D and E, which is the CBR, which is the recommendation for the CBR draws from '04 and '05.
This is, and I'm going to object, because this, to me, is part of the contingency language, because if you recall that Section D and E and F are subject to A.
Right.
I'm going to object to that.
Okay, then maybe we should go to G. How about that? G is, in the House version, is the PCE amount of $15,700,000, and I move that we accept the conference committee accepts the House version, line 29, which funds $15,700,000 to the Rural Electrification Capitalization Fund,
and
out of the general fund. All right, let's see. I think actually we're 11 million something out of the fund, the earnings of the fund, and 4.4 million out of the general fund, I believe.
Well,
the way we did it.
I believe that comes out of the CBR.
The difference between the
no. It does.
Is oh,
it
out of the CBR, okay. Yeah. General fund CBR.
So we're going to, Senator Green, you maintain your objection?
I do.
Okay, so we object to that one.
Okay. So that's one. Another area of difference. We'll
agree. I disagree. We should do something about it. I just don't think I'd rather see it in another vehicle.
Would you like to make a motion to have it accepted somewhere else and take it out of here?
I think I'll wait. Let me see.
Just a procedural question. The motion was made. There is an objection. We're not going to vote on the motion at this point in time.
We're going to go through all of, the intent is to go through the items, find out where we have objection, and then begin the process. In other words, we're going to go to the process of elimination.
There are objections on either side. We're just going to agree there are differences, and then we'll begin to work on where we start.
Okay, so we're at 3G, or we're top now at top of page 5, right? We objected to G, so now we go to the top of page 5, section 4.
Okay, under section 4, we have the beginnings of 4B, basically. We're going to, I think we'll go over the three-quarter stuff at this point. Doing that. Let's go to line 8. I make a motion that we accept the House version of $84,500,000 to the Department of Education Early Development for the Foundation Program.
I think we'll object to that for discussion. Again, this is another issue that I think we need further clarification on, whether this falls within our powers of free conference. Because, it's a contingency language.
We had free conference, we'd be doing all kinds of wonderful things.
that's one objection. The other objection is it's $2.5 million above the Senate number. And I would... So those are the two objections.
Okay, you're objecting to that, so let's move on to 4C. 4C is the House a proposal to fund $15,800,000 extra to the University of Alaska. general funds or CDR, whatever you want to call it.
It's the retirement system as well in there?
It's a combination of what was initially proposed and still is proposed in the capital budget of $10 million and, or $10 million, 10.5 or whatever it was, and then the PERS-TERS issue for the university.
I don't think we have any differences in that number, so we can go to the next one.
Okay. All right. Depends on where we fund it, but we're going to agree that the funding is going to take place. The next one is the court system, and that's a total of the House, I move that we accept the House numbers of $1,821,100 appropriated to the West Alaska court system, also for their public employees' retirement system costs additional.
I think, yep. Speak to your objection, Senator Green.
Yeah, that amount has been included in the court operating budget on the Senate side, and it's our intention that it go through there as a part of their.
Okay, to that question, I mean, maybe we get back to whether we can do it or not, but I don't know if there's any objection from our side. As long as it's included, it's not really critical as to whether it's in this bill or in a different bill. Do you have an objection to that?
It's going in, though.
It's going in, yeah. They have it in their vehicle now.
I'm the co-chair. I am the chair of that finance subcommittee, and I put it in there, and it's, you know, unless the House it's part of the budget, as far as I'm concerned.
We'll see whether we have the power, but maybe we could just say on the record that as long as it's included in another vehicle, we don't have a problem with it coming out of this vehicle
as long as it's included in another vehicle.
Yeah, okay. And the same amount. President Cogdill, you have a problem with that?
No problem.
Okay, so then we can go to essentially E through double F, I believe.
You take E by itself first.
Oh, okay, we take E by itself.
Okay, E is, I move that we accept the House version, the House number of $3,400,000 to the Department of Community Economic Development as a payment to the city of Shishmaref for erosion control.
And I'll object and speak to that if I may. Senator Olson has come to me and our office with a proposal for a reapproach of some funds left over from the Golovin School construction. Everyone has agreed that that money can go toward a match for money that the Corps of Engineers has come forward with, and everyone is agreeable to that, as well as the House members who are reside in those districts have agreed to that proposal.
I would say that I would need to speak to Representative Jewell first. I haven't had an affirmative answer from him at this point on that, so we'll agree to disagree on that one at this point in time. Okay, the next one is 4F. Would it be fair to say for a time that you all are going to agree to disagree on 4F through
double F.
4 double F?
That's correct. We're going to agree to disagree on that. That is really the core of the disagreement, I believe.
Just for the record, I'll make a motion that we accept the House numbers for letter 4F in the budget, in the bill through letter 4 double F.
And I'll object.
Okay, so we have on record that there's one of those items.
Well, actually, it should be the double E. But we'll object to double F, too. That's a different fund. Yep. To speak to my objection.
You want the motion to say the double E, then?
I would say the double E, because that double F is a different, it's PCE.
Yeah.
But the objection between 4F and 4EE, I think, is really the core of the difference between the bodies as it relates to 4B. And we've stated several times that if we're to focus on
on capital costs of capital improvement funds. It's the position of the Senate that we would like to have that capital expenditure dedicated to the Department of Education deferred maintenance list. And that's where we stand on that. And
are you prepared to bring forward a list to submit to the committee for our consideration, if that's
when we come back for discussion, we'll bring the list. It's a published list. We all know that it's published. I believe that the number that we have can get us, the number will get us down. It's a 26 project list. I think it gets us down to either 11 or 16.
So your intentions are just to go down the list?
That's correct.
No skipping, no
skipping from the top of the list down to the bottom of the list. And just to put that for, yes,
Senator Elton? Just for clarification purposes, the stance of the majority of us.
You're right.
Not all
my apologies.
We understand there's both sides of this.
My apologies, Senator Elton. The position of the party I represent in the Senate, that's our position.
Okay. Well, I think, at least for our side, we'd at least like to know the information and what you're presenting to us.
We can give you the list. We'll submit the list for the record here.
And you're proposing to go down through how much?
16, I believe, is the difference between the 9.98 minus the 3.4. I believe the 6.6 gets us to 16, or does the 7.4 million gets us to 16 on the list?
Okay, on page 8, then, 4FF PCE. We already talked about this some, but I'll make a motion. We accept the House numbers on PCE, $11,369,441.16. Then that'd be minus amounts appropriated or whatever for those other costs. But we're actually, our actual number is 15 million something, but this is out of the endowment, 11 million out of the endowment, roughly. The other 4 million was to come out of the CBR.
And I object. Just so, because I think it should be in the bill that it belongs in.
Do you have it, just for clarification, do you have it in a bill now?
Yes.
In an operating bill or a capital bill or which?
Operating bill. Mm-hmm.
So you have 15 million some odd dollars in the operating bill, and it comes out of where?
I think it's all out of the endowment right now.
All out of the endowment. Okay, so we have some disagreement perhaps on that. So. Okay.
4.4, no. Or some of it's from the general fund.
The 4.4, I believe, is from the general. No?
No.
Deb? Excuse me?
Last year's operating budget would be amended to allow the full 7.5% from the endowment to be
okay, so we're still in disagreement on that one.
Okay, with that, Mr. Chairman, I don't have any other motions at this point.
I think that's, we all know the numbers were in agreement and the numbers were in disagreement now. So I'm going to recess the meeting at this point.
Mr. Chairman, just for clarification, I want to make sure I understand. On public education, you say that you are at $82 million?
Public education, the Senate, I can speak for the portion of the Senate that I represent is at $82 million.
Do you have any indication that could be moved at all to meet our number?
It's pretty firm.
Firm as quicksand, or?
It's firm as concrete.
Okay. I come from that business. I know how firm that is. I got the head to prove it, too. Okay.
Other members, Beth, do you have any other questions to ask this process?
No, I think that technically now what we have is our list of disagreements, so I think that probably should have the presiding officers ratify the list of disagreements so that we're correctly under the rule 42 in the conference room.
Can we have the fill-in? Can we have the fill-in speaker do it?
Yeah.
I'll contact the vendor, say, do you? So with that, we've gone through what we agree on, which is a start, what we disagree on, and what we have to work to do. So we'll recess for a call of chair and stand by. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.